Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small-town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities. With me this week is Carrie Hartley, and we're talking about Habitat for Humanity of Lenawee County. Carrie, I'm so glad you had time to come talk to us. Exciting things with big events at Habitat.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So tell us, to start out, I've got a big fundraiser coming up with your 30th anniversary celebration.
We sure do. Yep. Habitat is celebrating their 30th anniversary here in Lenawee County in 2019. And to do so, we are going back to our roots with a farm-to-table dinner at Adrian College on May 18th at 6 p.m. We're going to be having locally sourced food, wine, and entertainment. And it's just really going to be a unique event, both for Adrian College and for us. But it's going to be a special evening to kind of look back at our past and some homeowners that we've helped in our past and some current homeowners, and really celebrate both their success and look at where we're going in the future, too.
I know it's hard to believe that Habitat's been around here in Lenawee County for 30 years. It just amazes me.
Right. I know. It's gone quickly, and, you know, we've covered a lot of ground at the same time.
Exactly. You know, changing the programs from new builds to remodeling back to new builds, and you're kind of keeping it flexible with what the market calls for.
Absolutely. And, you know, going forward, we're kind of doing a hybrid of new builds and rehabs. So I think that's what you'll see from us going forward is a little bit of both.
Okay. I know you started the Rock the Block program a few years back, mm-hmm. and that's really helping a lot of homeowners on the east side of Adrian.
Absolutely. We will be doing Rock the Block again this year in September, the week of September 6th.
And that helps people not just with yard, cleaning up the yards and stuff, but it helps them with some home repairs at the
same time. Sure.
You
know, particularly like things like accessibility modifications. If people need maybe a handlebar to get in their home, mm-hmm. But things that are exterior home repairs. But a lot of the surface level things that really, you know, we've seen bring people's pride back to their home, and that neighborhood pride too. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to be a part of that. And, last year we had 19, projects for Rock the Block. And this year we hope to have just as many, if not more.
There you go. I know you get a lot of volunteers that do help you with that project as well.
We do. We do.
Well, that's one of the things that Habitat relies on, especially, is volunteerism.
Absolutely. You know, we have a large volunteer base, but we can absolutely always use more. Our farm-to-table event, we'll need some for that, but especially in our construction program, we have some great regular construction volunteers, a crew who comes out on Wednesdays in particular. But if a corporate group wants to send a group out to volunteer, or a group wants to volunteer at our restore, whether they want to volunteer for the day or become a regular volunteer, you know, there's always a place for them with us.
Exactly. And to sign up for volunteerism or to help Habitat, can you get the information on both your Facebook and your website?
Yes, there's information on our Facebook page that links to the website, and there's information on our website where they can either sign up directly, or you can call Habitat at 265-6157. And Jennifer Bush is our new volunteer coordinator, and she'll be happy to walk you through the process.
There you go. So a little bit back to the farm-to-table anniversary celebration. Tickets available online?
Tickets are available online through Eventbrite. That's also linked to our website at habitat-lenawee.org. Or if you're, you know, not an online ticket kind of person, which some people aren't, that's okay too. We have paper tickets available at our Habitat office at 1205 East Beecher.
There you go. Thank you so much for joining us, Carrie, and for all this information about Habitat for Humanity of Lenawee County.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of MEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.